Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend from Taking Vegas, JR. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. I appreciate you having me, and happy Football Friday to everybody listening. And, guys, it is really just all about one thing, and that is making money. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you right now, we've done the homework, and I mean everything that we can dig up on this big matchup in Death Valley. You're going to have LSU taking on Ole Miss, Brian Kelly, Lane Kiffin. Guys, I'll tell you right now, I've got this one locked up. The line on the game, Ole Miss on the road, laying 3.5, and I'm going to give it to you free. All you got to do is text the word WIN to 545454. You get the point spread winner of Ole Miss LSU absolutely free via text message. Text the word WIN to 545454. Let's start off this week with a huge W going off tomorrow, 6:30 Central Time. LSU Ole Miss 5-1 against 4-1, guys. I'm telling you right now, I've got it locked up. Text the word WIN to 545454.
JR, did you see the game last night?
I did. That was a... You know, pretty exciting, at least for a couple of quarters. Got off to a very big lead for, you know, San Francisco. Looks like they were going to run away with it. Seattle comes back, 2 unanswered touchdowns. Couldn't get it done with that DK Metcalf touchdown being called back on an illegal shift. Some perfect throws by Brock Purdy. You know, I just feel like Shanahan's got them clicking on all cylinders yet again, even with personnel issues. But, you know, all in all, San Francisco looks like they're coming together.
One thing I didn't get is that Geno Smith's a made guy. You can't blitz a made guy, can you?
That's very funny. What I do look at Geno Smith, I mean, look, I still see the same guy that couldn't get out of his own way back with the New York Jets. He was a fairly decent college quarterback, got thrown around the league, found a good system in Seattle. But I'm just still, even after years into it, not a believer that Geno Smith is one of those guys that's going to be able to lead that team to the promised land. He blames players. You can see when things go awry, instead of taking the blame himself, he'll yell at the other guys, what are you guys doing? That's just not a good leader. Not a big believer in the Geno Smith era of Seattle football. Let's put it that way.
But to his credit, he's managed to remain employed. You got to give him that much, right?
It's not exactly like that Seattle's got, the bench filled with quarterbacks that can come in and do the job. In fact, this league right now, we've got a lot of rookies coming into it, a lot of new quarterbacks entering into the NFL, and that's because we had such a lackluster, quarterback grouping for a good 5 years. I just felt like that the quarterback play was way down, and now it looks like we're finally getting some guys to come in and start to make this league look like the way it should.
You know, it's going to be a big night at Tiger Stadium tomorrow night, 100th anniversary, a lot of emotion, a lot of
sure,
light displays and everything else. But what you said earlier sums it up. It's about making money. It's not about emotion. It's not about who you want to win. It's about predicting who can win or how many points will be scored. It's all about the math and money management.
Definitely. In fact, foresight is what I get paid for. Being able to see, you know, something happen before it happens as a prognosticator is probably one of the toughest jobs in the world that people don't realize, the amount of work that goes into it, the amount of staff that we've got in place, the amount of contacts that we've got to talk to throughout the country to be able to get that opinion to give us the edge that we're looking for. And we don't pick every game, right? Come Saturday, I'm not having, 45 picks on the board. We go with a handful that we feel that we've got not just a small edge, but a huge edge, that the scales are tipped in our favor because we've done our homework and we see the mistake that we feel that the odds makers make. Now, it's easier in the beginning of the season, and most players have a hard time as you get deeper into the season because it's, the odds makers get better at their job. A lot of the mismatches they've already been able to account for. A lot of the new personnel that have been changing hands, especially now at the NIL in college football, personnel changes are just chaotic in college football. So, you know, at the end of the day, the odds makers are always going to have the upper hand. You can give yourself the upper hand by having an expert in your corner, not only that can give you W after W, win for you like crazy, like we do over here at Taking Vegas, but also help you not make mistakes. That's the big part of sports betting. Having a strategy in place and then being able to execute that strategy, even when things aren't going your way, because let's face it, all gamblers know, when you start to lose, everything that you had already preset before the strategy started, you start to lose your mind, you start to make mistakes. That's where having a guy in your corner who already put that strategy in place for you, told you the way to execute it, is going to be that little birdie in your ear stopping you from making those mistakes of chasing, doubling up when you lose. This is how you lose your bankroll, by going all in when you shouldn't be. You got to have somebody being able to tell you, hey, listen, we may have lost a couple of games, but we're going to pull back a little bit. We're going to get those units back, and then we're going to press. Or when you're winning, some guys think, oh my gosh, I can't win forever. So you pull back your bets and you make mistakes. You're not taking advantage of the W's. In fact, when you've got somebody in your corner telling you to do it the right way, that's when you're pressing. And afterwards, you're like, oh my gosh, never would have done that on my own. And that's why we know we earn our money. We do it at a very high level. And we're going to do it again this upcoming weekend, guys. Huge information on this big matchup between LSU taking on Ole Miss in Death Valley. Text the word WIN to 545454. Get the right side of this game. Get my side of this game. I'm telling you now, I'm going to win it in a big way. Text WIN to 545454 to get that W free of charge via text message.
I was kidding earlier about Geno Smith being a made guy and you can't blitz him. But to carry the metaphor a little bit further, you can't.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't be personal about this. It can't be personal. It's business when it comes to sports wagering. Accurate?
Very accurate. And that's the problem. A lot of fans, you know, they've got a biased opinion of their own teams. And then they've also got this is what people don't recognize, they've got biased opinions of their enemies. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't think everybody in Louisiana would love to bet against Alabama every week, that's just the plain old truth of it. Mm-hmm. It's a big rivalry. They don't like them. They want them to lose. You know, but how many of you really went into the well and put, you know, a good chunk of money on Vanderbilt? I doubt mm-hmm. many of you did, especially on the money line. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, look, LSU's got their hands full. They've got a lot ahead of them. They've already got a you know, decent record going into it. And let's face it, also, LSU usually takes their bye before Alabama. They did not do that this year. I get the feeling with a couple of weeks to prepare, this is going to be a great matchup, and that's why it could come down to the wire, and I think I've got the right side of this game
locked
up.
And that doesn't mean don't take make a wager on a game. What it means is make an informed wager on a game with your
Correct.
Head, not your heart, and for that you need experts. Speaking of which, you've been pretty doggone good with your on-air / Lanyap picks that you give us every week. I think you're undefeated, 6-0. 6-0, right? Well, you taught me Fugazi, I taught you Lanyap. You're 6-0, I think, right?
That is absolutely correct. We are 6-0. And look, I tell guys all the time, you're not going to win every game. But look, I got to make sure that my reputation and my image stays what it is. And that is that we are the best at what we do. And people judge me on wins and losses, obviously, and don't take into account the importance of that money management aspect of things. So I know that, you know, my image is going to depend on these games that I put out on the air. So we make sure that we do all the digging we have to, and I give you a game that I feel very confident is going to do what it's supposed to do. And that's what you can expect when you contact us and you sign up and you do business with us, is that you've got somebody who's putting in the time, putting in the effort, getting all of the phone calls and the right people on board, and making sure that, look, at the end of the day, we need to not only win, but strategize to make sure that your bankroll is seeing the type of rise that it should, whether it's 5% in a week or 25% or 100% in a week. That's what we're, you know, our goal is to make sure that you're seeing the difference and, you know, you're executing properly and you're making profit.
All right, let's hope we go to 7-0. What's your free on-air pick?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to give you a game side this week. Out of the six games I've given you, only one was a game side. Everything else was a total, right? And that was the Bears a couple of weeks ago when I told you they're going to be a good team. you know, they just got to get used to a few things. They've got to get some personnel worked out, and they did. Now, I've got another game this week that I think that folks out there probably going to be on the same side, but I've got my reasoning that it's going to be a blowout. The Lions are going into Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Cowboys are 3-2, Lions 3-1 coming off their bye, but the Cowboys, you know, the W's are not coming against great teams, okay? This Lions team is very effective on offense. They're going to put up a lot of points. When you can't run the football like Dallas is incapable of running the football right now, it's going to be hard to keep up with that Lions team, who, by the way, their defense is absolutely fantastic and can shut down at least to a good portion and make and force Dak Prescott to have to put the ball in the air. So I love the Lions this week, minus the 3 points at Dallas. They had a tough loss last year against this team. If you don't think that they remember, they do. And that was one of the best games of the year, if you don't forget. It was quite a shootout. But having dropped that game, they got this one marked on their calendar. And without the Cowboys having everything at their disposal, they're going to have a tough time even with, you know, being able to put up some points through the air. They're not going to keep up. Look for the Lions to be able to get the job done.
Got to go take us out. Text what to wear for what?
You got it, guys. Text the word WIN to 545454. Get the winner of LSU versus Ole Miss absolutely free via text message. Text WIN to 545454. And as always, be safe, have fun, and Tommy, go out there and make some money.
Yeah, you're right.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.